brothers and sisters, consider it pure joy, wholly joyful, whenever you encounter trials or fall into temptations of any sort. Why? Because you know that the testing, trial, and proving of your faith brings out endurance and steadfastness and patience. Therefore, let endurance, steadfastness, and patience have full play and do a thorough work, so that you may be perfect and fully developed with no defects and lacking nothing. By means of trials, God seeks to help us see our need for dependence on Him. We must learn absolutely that life, both spiritual and physical, depends on what God supplies. Hi everyone, you're welcome to yet another episode of this podcast, Purpose in Pain. My name is Wale Okelola and I want to appreciate you for staying tuned. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you some of the wonderful and lovely feedbacks that I've gotten from people listening all over the world. Please listen and enjoy them. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Pastor Wale and sister. God bless you so much. This podcast is really a blessing. I can't help but think of everything that God has done for me. So many pains, heartbreaks, appointments, lack. But in all these things, God made me, He made me stronger. You know, He has been my support. He has been my support. And if not for God, who has been a father to me and the husband to my mom, I won't be here. So many things that I have achieved that I know that, and I'm very sure that if I did not have God, assuming I did not know God, I don't know where I would be by now. But thank God.
Man of God, thank you so much for this message. It's powerful. And God bless you and increase your understanding and the spread of your influence around the nations of the world. Thank you for a very beautiful delivery and message. I was blessed.
Thank you so much for allowing God to use you. I am really blessed. Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Good morning to you, my brother. An inspiring message to read from you this morning. I really bless God for the way God has been using you. And He will continue to use you for His glory in Jesus' name. More anointing from above, more strength, more prosperity. It shall be well with you. My name is Oluwaseun David.
All right. You're welcome. I want to encourage you to please keep your comments coming. And as they come, once in a while, I'm going to include them in this podcast. Thank you. Today, I'm going to be considering the purpose of the wilderness. The account of Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 4, verse 1 to 2, after He was baptized by John, and God made a proclamation saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased," was led by the Spirit into the desert or wilderness, where He was tempted by the devil for 40 days. A wilderness, as you know, is simply an uncultivated, uninhabited, and inhospitable region, a neglected or abandoned area, a position of disfavor, isolation, and barrenness. You would begin to wonder, why would God, after affirming "this is my Son," lead Jesus to this sort of place to suffer and to be tempted? The Bible makes it clear in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2 to 3, the purpose why God decides to take His people through the wilderness experience. I like how these three versions of the Bible puts it. The New Living Translation states, "Remember how the Lord your God led you through the wilderness for these 40 years, humbling you and testing you to prove your character, and to find out whether or not you would obey His commands." Now take note of the word "God led" and the word "humbling." And also the word testing. This would show to you that it was actually God that led them through the wilderness. In Luke chapter 4, verse 1 to 2, Bible says that the Spirit led Jesus to the wilderness. It kept me wondering, why would God lead you into the wilderness? But according to this verse of the scripture, Bible says that God led you through the wilderness for these 40 years to humble you and to test you, to prove your character, and to find out whether or not you would obey his command. Listen to what the NET Bible says. Remember the whole way by which God has brought you these 40 years through the desert, so that he might, by humbling you, test you to see if you have it within you to keep his commandments or not. And finally, I'll read from the Message Bible. The Message Bible states thus: remember every road that God led you on for those 40 years in the wilderness, pushing you to your limits. I like that. Testing you so that he would know what you were made of, whether you would keep his commandments or not. Having this in mind, that God's thoughts towards us are for the best, we should trust the process he takes us through, which simply aims at humbling and testing us to prove our character and bring us to a place of total dependence on him. God humbles us to drive the pride of self-sufficiency far from us. When things go well, it is easy for people to forget God and ascribe success to natural abilities, learned skills, and even good luck. When you see people start succeeding, they start saying things like, they were just lucky. However, our reaction to trials reveals what is in our heart. That is, what really motivates us. Humiliation proves what is really there. What is really deep down in the hearts of people comes out when they face trials and temptations. God puts us through distress to make us become aware of our needs. He wants to see whether we will keep his commands, even when a need might be supplied by disobeying him. You know, when God makes us go through a period of drought, when God makes us go through a period of lack, when God makes us go through a period of temptation, he wants to test us to see that even if a need is not supplied by him, he wants to test us to see that to see the content of our heart, if we are going to go another way, leaving him behind, even though that need can be supplied by going through a path that is not necessarily a path that is laid out by God. Most of the Israelites didn't make it out of the wilderness because they chose to rebel against God, tagging him as wicked and insensitive to their pain and distress. But like Jesus, who depended on God even when he was tempted by the devil in the wilderness and was blessed immensely by God when he came out. For Bible says in Luke chapter 4 verse 14 that he returned in the power of the Spirit, and his fame and news about him spread abroad. Everyone who will trust the Lord through their wilderness experience, knowing that it is just God's way of building character and capacity in them, will have the blessings when they eventually come out of it. Your pain is not in vain. God's thoughts are for your good and prosperity. The Bible says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. They are thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Another version of the Bible says, to give you an expected end. Another version of the Bible says, to give you the future that you hope for. God is with you through your pain, distress, confusions, and discouragements to bring you into a desired future. And this is my prayer for you today, that your voice will be heard. Your pain is not your end. It is a birthing of a purpose. Can I say a short word of prayer with you? I pray that you will not be swallowed in your pain. I pray that the Lord will open your eyes to see the purpose in this pain, and that you will trust the Lord to build character and capacity through your wilderness experience. I believe this podcast has blessed you today. If it has blessed you, please do well to like it, share it with your friends, and don't forget to also subscribe to this channel so that whenever I release new episodes, you would be the first person to receive it. Thank you for listening. I remain your friend, Wale Okelola. Until I come your way again next time, remain blessed.